It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we have a panel of guests who are coming in to talk primarily about a youth mental health challenges. We're joined on the program by Bob White with the Yes Partnership, Rob Egger with the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office, and Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. It's in regards to an upcoming event, a Not My Kid event that's being put on again this year. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
So before we get started talking about the event, I might go around the table just to allow yourself to talk a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with the Not My Kid event. I'll start first with Bob White.
So I, as you mentioned earlier, am with the Yes Partnership, and our mission is to support Tuolumne County youth and families and prevent suicide, substance use, and child abuse. So youth mental health is something that we work on quite a bit. I am a certified youth mental health first aid trainer, and so I have the opportunity to lead trainings to equip people who work with youth to recognize signs and symptoms of youth that are struggling with mental health and connect them with resources that can help.
And Rob Egger, how about you?
I have been an educator in Tuolumne County for this my 30th year as a teacher and administrator. I've worked at the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office, primarily in the areas of student services, dealing with school attendance and mental health.
And Daryl Slocum.
As CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, one of the segments, one of the components of our mission is to provide leadership to the community. And when this topic came to us, we saw it as an opportunity to shine light on a very important topic, which is improving the mental health of Tuolumne County youth.
And Daryl, what is the history of the Not My Kid event?
Great question. So it came about at the end of 2022 when some staff members over at Sierra Bible Church were noticing an uptick in concerning activity with some of their youth. They came to us and asked us, you know, what's going on in Tuolumne County in the way of programs to support youth and parents in improvement of youth mental health and what could be done? And knowing Bob and Rob and other people that were active in that particular role, we put together a meeting bringing in stakeholders and others that were involved to have a conversation about what was currently taking place in Tuolumne County and what could be done. And it became apparent pretty quickly that what really needed to happen was an increased focus, shining the light on the good work that was already being done in Tuolumne County, and presenting a forum that would allow parents and guardians to come in and learn more about the programs that were already taking place in the county. And born from that was the event that we now call Not My Kid, and Rob's going to talk a little bit later about how we came up with the name, but it is an event that has been held a couple of times. This will be our third time at Sierra Bible Church, inviting everyone in the community to come in and learn more about the available programs to help our youth improve their mental health.
So it's been coming back for multiple times now. I imagine it's been received pretty well then in the community?
I'd say extremely well. We were pleasantly overwhelmed with the first event where more than 400 people came out. So I think it gave us immediate evidence that we had touched a nerve and that there was a need in the community for education programs.
It's obviously a serious topic. What is the mood like at these events?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, BJ, because it is serious, but we try to make it a fun evening. There's a group from Word of Life that volunteer, and they come and they make dinner for everybody. So there's free meal. There's free childcare for any families that have little ones. There are several breakout sessions that take place on different topics. And all of it is designed to be informative and educational, but also in a comfortable, cordial environment.
Go back over to Bob White. Anything more you'd like to add?
Well, the only thing I would add is that we have six different sessions that repeat themselves, and there's a different topic. And this session, there will be a session on drug awareness led by Dr. Kim Freeman, the public health officer. There's a session on youth mental health awareness that I'll be leading with Heather Albertson from Sonora High School. Internet safety by Brian Thomas from the Superintendent of Schools Office. Rob is leading a session on the science of happiness. We have a session that Daryl will be a part of on bullying, Daryl and Pam Orbaugh, and then the final session will be on healthy relationships with Alex Abarca. So, and each session is about a half hour, and then they repeat. So people that attend will have the opportunity to attend two sessions.
And Bob White, being with the Yes Partnership, I know you're really dialed in with some of the issues and what's happening in the community. What are you observing right now amongst the local youth?
Well, you know, one of the questions I often get, BJ, is this something that's new as a result of COVID? And I think what we've seen is that these issues were happening before COVID, but they have increased a little bit since COVID. What we typically see are youth that are struggling with just making connections, youth struggling to have healthy relationships, youth just having a sense of belonging and really feeling like they matter and that they have something to contribute. And, you know, we can get into what causes that, but I think primarily those are the issues. And just the sense of, do I matter? Is my presence worth it? And I always say yes. Absolutely, you matter. And what you can contribute is amazing.
So. Yeah, you mentioned people ask if it's in relation to COVID. My question would be like, is it relation to cell phones and screens and that type of thing? Are you able to kind of tell it all what is kind of leading to some of these increasing issues?
Well, Rob can probably talk a little bit more about that, but yeah.
Yes, we don't have data as far as is that the actual reason. We believe that it's a complex problem. You know, when we first met, why is this happening? It was, if we could do anything, what would we do? And it was a tough question. I think that was when we realized the complexity. I would say that speaking with school counselors, one of the things that we do see is a lack of kids in school are having a really difficult time, one, going to school, high absenteeism rates. Also, when they do get to school, there's avoidance. They are having difficulty staying in the classrooms. So they're, you know, and this is from kindergarten through 12th grade. They're leaving. They're not engaging. So there's a lot of the consensus among counselors is, yes, we do believe that screen time, the release of dopamine that they're getting from the apps or games is so high that when they get away from that, it's really difficult to engage in a classroom lesson. So now teachers are competing with, you know, Fortnite. You know, you're getting a game and they're getting that dopamine release. Now you go to a classroom and it's tough to compete. So we're having to basically rewire, you know, how kids are thinking. And so that's a struggle for schools.
How about the issue of, you mentioned absenteeism. Is there a reason that you can kind of find in relation to that?
Yeah, we look at absenteeism as, you know, chronic absenteeism is missing 10% or more of a school year. So that's 18 days in 1 year. We're seeing that rate just explode over the last couple of years during COVID. It's coming back down, but we're right now right around 26% of our kids in Tuolumne County are missing 10% or more of the school year. Statewide is not far behind us. We're really close to the state average on that. So we're doing okay in relation to the state. But we have kids that are disengaged. We're having kids that are completely just not coming to school, refusing to come to school. And like I said, when they do get there, they're trying to get out. So it has definitely changed. We've like doubled our chronic absenteeism since COVID.
We had you on, it seems like over a year ago, talking about the Healthy Kids Survey that you help oversee with the Superintendent of Schools office. Are there other things like observations that you make right now that are real challenges for our local youth?
Well, I mean, coming back to the Healthy Kids Survey, one of the things, you know, one of the ones that we come back to is fifth grade. And when we look at that number, 25% of fifth graders, so 10-year-olds, are sad most or all of the time. That number, when we stop and think about that, are we okay with 1 in 4 10-year-olds in our community being sad most or all of the time? Now, we know sadness is a normal emotion, but being sad most or all of the time, we have to do something for these kids. What we have seen in the high schools, though, is good news. We were well above the state average in chronic sadness and suicide ideation. Those numbers are coming down at a faster rate than the state. So we've seen a lot of work at our schools to make that happen. Right now, though, even with those numbers coming down, 1 in 5 high schoolers has considered suicide in the past year. Seventh grade, we haven't seen a lot of movement. It's still high chronic sadness. One in four seventh graders have considered suicide in the past year. So we still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, concerning statistics, we're talking on this weekend's Motherload Views, previewing an upcoming Not My Kid event, joined on the program by Daryl Slocum, who's the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, Rob Egger with the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office, and Bob White with the Yes Partnership. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We're talking about youth mental health matters on this weekend's Motherload Views. We have a panel of guests in the studio. We have Daryl Slocum, who's the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, Rob Egger with the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office, and Bob White with the Yes Partnership. One of the big items we're talking about is a Not My Kid event that's coming up on April 10th. Rob Egger, I'll go back to you. How did that name come, Not My Kid?
When we first met, we discovered that there were a lot of resources in our community and a lot of great work already being done, but we realized that not everyone knew about that. When we really dug into why do people not know about these things that are happening, one of the things that we discovered was everyone thinks it's not their kid. And that was kind of our big discussion is, if we don't break through that not my kid mentality, we don't get anywhere, because all the work that we do, if no one knows and no one makes connections, we're not going to get anywhere. When we looked at Not My Kid, it was, you know, two reasons. One is denial. You know, you don't want it to be your kid. No one wants it to be their kid. But the reality is, when we look at these statistics, if it isn't your kid, it's one of their friends or it's somebody they know in community. When you coach a team, teach a class, whatever it is, you look at a 10-year-old, you know, that's one in four. So you have a group of 10, you know, you do the math. You have kids that are struggling with these issues. The other one is just a lack of awareness. So it may not be denial, but you're going along and it's not my kid. So it couldn't be my kid until it is.
And I'll go back over to Bob White. You know, a lot of times we talk about mental health challenges, trauma comes into the conversation. Are you noticing that quite a bit at the local level as well and the youth in the community?
Yes, trauma is one of the risk factors for a youth that is struggling with mental health. And there is an assessment that can be done. It's called the ACEs test. And ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. It's a 10-question assessment, and it will determine what level of trauma a person has experienced. And so some of the questions get at, childhood neglect, emotional abuse, substance use in the home. And so the higher the ACEs score, the greater the trauma and the greater the risk for someone that has experienced trauma having a mental health challenge. So that's one issue that we see. And so, yes, we are seeing that. And one of the good news is that Adventist Health has started to do some ACEs screenings through their pediatricians there. And so we're starting to kind of get a sense of how prevalent trauma is in our community. So, yes, that is one risk factor. Another risk factor that is related to trauma is that sometimes a person that has experienced trauma, they don't feel safe. And we see some of that in our community, where youth are having a variety of experiences that are unsafe. So, for example, one of the sessions that we're having at the Not My Kid event is one on bullying. And we know that if a young person experiences bullying in a school setting, oftentimes they feel unsafe as a result of that bullying. And what's fascinating about that is that the bullying now doesn't happen just on the school campus. It can happen on social media, and then you know, away from the school campus and then impact a student's involvement in campus as a result of that. So safety is an issue. We also, there are a lot of young people that are experiencing insecure housing, and with that just comes a unsettledness, if you will, and the stability where they can then function and develop is just unsafe for them. And mm-hmm. so those are the two things I think that the risk factors that we're seeing a lot of, trauma and just a sense of safety.
When you talk about like home security, is that kind of homelessness directly, or does it tie into other factors as well?
Homelessness is definitely a factor. You know, we see more of that, and Rob can speak to this a little bit better than I can because he sees it in SARB, the School Attendance Review Board, and some of the cases that come up in SARB are youth that are homeless. But in addition to that, there's also couch surfing, where they might have a home, but because of the situation in the home, the young person might be staying with friends or other family members. And so it shows up in different ways.
Rob Egger, how big of an issue is youth homelessness in our community?
We're seeing much more homelessness within the School Attendance Review Board and students that we work with who are struggling with attendance. Like Bob said, sometimes it's just outright homelessness. They don't have a home. They're looking for a place. They may be living out of a car. We do have a lot who are what Bob referred to as couch surfing, staying with friends, bouncing around. Even when we have some cases where they might have a house, but it's dilapidated. They don't have running water. They don't have the things that they need to get their clothes clean, to come to school, to be able to take showers. So those are the things that we're trying to get help with for students. On our SARB board, we have 25 members of our community who just do an amazing job every month, and mental health professionals. But we also have a homeless and foster liaison who is there every meeting to try to connect them to resources.
And you mentioned some of those numbers that are concerning. Numbers have been coming down a little bit recently. Have the schools been doing things?
Yeah, our high schools, we've seen a big drop in the high school. And one of the things that we've looked at is increased counseling services. So not only on the school campuses, they've hired more counselors to be there. We also have our AWARE team, which is from Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, which is embedded a therapist into every school in Tuolumne County. So it's that higher level counseling services are now available. And if you can't get someone in or they need more, we have a navigator who will get them connected to outside resources and help them get to what they need. Like here's what insurance they take. This is a good connection for your child. They have created wellness centers on the campuses to provide a safe place for kids to go and get connection, or just maybe a place just to get a few minutes. If they're coming from, for example, being homeless and they come to school and they're just not in that place, they can go there for a short time, get settled before they go into the classroom. We've also done a lot of staff professional development. We've done things with suicide prevention, not only with staff, but also with the students in the high schools. And we've seen those numbers decrease because of that work that the high schools have put in.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about youth mental health issues on this weekend's Motherload Views, joined on the program by a panel of guests, Bob White with the Yes Partnership, Rob Egger with Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office, and Daryl Slocum with the Sonora Area Foundation. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking a big part about the Not My Kid event that's coming up April 10th in Tuolumne County. We have a panel of guests talking about youth mental health related matters. We're joined by Bob White, who is with the Yes Partnership, Rob Egger with the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office, and Daryl Slocum, who's the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Going back to Daryl Slocum with the Sonora Area Foundation, as it was mentioned earlier, there have been a couple of Not My Kid events that have already taken place in recent years. What kind of feedback have you received from those who took part?
Wonderful feedback, but we've also asked for constructive criticism because we, you know, we want to improve. And so it was the first one was low hanging fruit. At the first one we only offered the sessions one time, and part of the feedback we got was we only got to go to one session. We would have really loved to have gone to multiple sessions. So fast forward to our second offering, and we repeated the sessions, which was great improvement and well received by people. But the feedback, BJ, was just overwhelmingly positive. Attendees were like, we're so glad there's a program like this, that there's an offering where we can go and get help. And at the end of the last segment, Rob was talking about the help that's available and the programs in the schools that are designed to help the kids. Well, part of what came out of our committee discussions is that we need to support that with programs for the parents. And that's what Not My Kid is designed to do. And I think our attendees have been pleasantly surprised by what's available. But the other thing we've learned is that it's necessary as a parent and guardian to engage in the process, to be an advocate for your child. That just because the resources are out there doesn't mean that they're necessarily as easily obtainable as we would all like them to be. So if a parent is listening to this and you're having an issue or a concern and you need some help, there are a variety of ways that you can connect, but it starts with reaching out to your school, your child's school. If you have a contact there as someone that you have a relationship with, that's the easiest way to start. But even if you don't, call the school, give them an overview of what you're looking for and what kind of help you need. And there are resources available in the school. They will connect you, but you do need to be persistent. You do need to advocate, but just know this, there is help available.
And then the Not My Kid event, it is going to be April 10th. Tell us again the time and location.
The location is Sierra Bible Church, which is where all of our events have been. It's a wonderful facility with lots of room and the breakout space, which is really important. Registration starts at 5 o'clock. The food will be served from 5 to 6, with the program starting promptly at 6.
Do you need to pre-register?
We appreciate it if you do pre-register. And if you go to our website, which is notmykid.live, L-I-V-E, there's a click button to registration there. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can call the Sonora Area Foundation office and we'll assist you.
And you say with families with multiple kids, child care is available?
Child care is available. You can sign up for child care through the website.
Rob Egger has mentioned that you're going to be one of the speakers. Are you willing to share some of the tidbits about what you're planning to talk about?
Yes, I will be doing a presentation on the science of happiness. And this came about because I tend to be the bearer of bad news each year when I deliver the California Healthy Kids Survey statistics. And what I looked at was we're higher in alcohol and drug use among our youth. And we're also higher as adults. We have higher suicide ideation with our youth. We also have that with our adults. So when we look at chronic sadness, it stands to reason that we would have, our community seems to have some characteristics that of sadness. When I looked at the science of happiness, there are some really simple practices, and it's well-researched information. You can go on and look at all this information. But I've been presenting this in several schools, and it's been very well-received. The first one is gratitude. Just a grateful attitude makes a huge difference in your life. You become less cynical, less critical, and you start seeing the good around you. Positive relationships. If we can model positive relationships for our children, they are going to have better relationships, less sadness. Being present, taking the time to put down the phone, look people in the eyes, listen. Our kids need that. They need those conversations. They need us to be present with them. And kindness. Kindness to people we know, especially, but also kind, random acts of kindness, doing kind things for others. When kids see that, the research shows that we are happier because of that kindness, that what it does for us as well as the people who we are helping. And the last one is just to get moving, exercise, whether it be an exercise program, a sport, or just taking a walk. We know that these five things can increase happiness. And if we're doing that individually, it makes us happier. As a community, we become happier, and I believe it can have a really large impact, a positive impact on our children.
Yeah, great advice for the community. I'll go over to Bob White and put you on the spot as well. Would you have any, advice for parents on any of these topics that we've been talking about?
Well, Daryl and Rob both have touched on just the importance of engaging and connecting with your child. One of the things we know that is a huge protective factor for youth is to have a trusted adult in their life. We often say that it's really important if they have a trusted adult that is not a parent, but that parent is also the trusted adult. And so I would say the parent is a trusted adult and then someone that is not a parent. And just take the time to engage with your child, talk with them, find out what is going on in their life. We believe that it is just kind of the simple things, such as we were talking earlier about just going for a ride and asking them, so what's going on in school? What's going on with your friends? And just not something that is like scripted or something that is forced, but something that is just natural, just engaging with them, taking interest in what their life and what they're doing. So I would say that that is some advice that I would suggest. Daryl used the term advocate earlier. I think it's important for a parent to be their child's advocate, whether it's through the school or in the community. If there's something that a young person needs that is not being offered, advocate for that. You know, we know that one of the challenges in a rural community is the lack of resources for mental health, and particularly those resources for youth. The superintendent of school's office has done a wonderful job of providing those resources. But sometimes the youth might not be connected with the school. They could be homeschooled or go to a private school where those resources may not be as prevalent. And so to be the advocate for getting more resources and letting the powers that be, if you will, know what is needed and take on that advocacy role, I think was really, really important.
You know, suicide is something that's been brought up a couple times here this morning. And what type of local resources are there when it comes to suicide awareness?
So I'm glad you asked that, BJ. And you may recall that last year the Tuolumne County Public Health Department released a suicide data report. And one of the striking findings in that report is that suicide was the leading cause of death of youth in Tuolumne County ages 10 to 19. And so to answer your question about the resources that are available, you know, the Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Department is wonderful. They have a CAPE unit that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where someone that is in crisis can access that. There are, Rob mentioned earlier, resources in the school, counselors or access to counselors that can help students that are having suicidal ideation. One of the things that we talk often about is just becoming alert and aware of changes in behavior. So if there is a striking change in behavior, question that. Ask what is going on. Sometimes there's typical adolescent development, and sometimes there's a big change in behavior. And to be able to recognize that and then follow up and just ask directly, I think is really important.
Well, we're near the end of today's show. We've got about 30 seconds left. I might go back to Daryl Slocum one more time. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
Well, I love what Bob said about talking. And when Rob was giving the overview of how we chose the name, We Need to Talk came up too, because talking more about mental health is really important. So I would encourage listeners to find a way to employ Bob's suggestion, but make an effort to come out to Not My Kid. It'll be an enjoyable evening, but it'll also be educational and informative, and you'll better prepare yourself.
Well, thank you all for coming in today and the work you're doing in the community. We thank Bob White with the Yes Partnership, Rob Egger with the Superintendent of Schools Office, and Daryl Slocum with the Sonora Area Foundation. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.